This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where one of our great educational institutions in this great nation is Harvard Law School. And people know that Alan Dershowitz, who is a friend of this show, regular guest, taught for 50 years at Harvard Law School. And he says that the brightest student he ever had was a guy named Ted Cruz, who right now is the junior senator from the state of Texas. He is also the author of a fascinating book about the law and about the Supreme Court. It could not be more topical. The book is called One Vote Away, How a Single Supreme Court Seat Can Change History. Senator Cruz, great to speak to you again.
Michael, it's great to be back with you. Thank you for having me.
My great pleasure. And look, you were writing this book before Justice Ginsburg passed away, weren't you?
I was. I wrote it this spring and summer during the COVID lockdown, and then I was working from home in Houston and sitting in my living room, so I pulled out the laptop and wrote it. Obviously, I didn't know that we would have a Supreme Court vacancy in October, but I did know we had a presidential election in November, and I thought that judicial vacancies, and in particular the Supreme Court, was the single most important issue in the election. And I think with the confirmation hearing we have right now for Judge Barrett, if anything, it's now even more important.
She met, apparently, in just the last couple of days with six of your Democratic colleagues. Do you think there's any chance that any Democrat will add his or her vote for confirmation?
My guess is no. I don't think it's impossible that Joe Manchin from West Virginia votes for her. He voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. But if I were to guess, my guess is all the Democrats are going to vote no.
Okay, last night at the debate, where I think you and I agree, Mike Pence did well and Kamala Harris didn't hurt herself. She did well. But she made an argument for waiting and delaying the confirmation vote. And she cited Abraham Lincoln as an example, her authority, but she completely mucked up the history, didn't she?
She did. So Abraham Lincoln in the 1864 election, Chief Justice Roger Taney passed away the second week of October, so right before the election. And what Kamala said as well, he waited because he wanted the American people to decide. Well, actually, in October, the Senate wasn't even in session. They didn't get back to session until December. And the day they arrived in session was the day he nominated Salmon Chase to be Chief Justice. And the Senate confirmed him the very next day. And what Lincoln was doing there, and Lincoln was a political master, is he was dangling that appointment at a number of his rivals. Salmon Chase was a big political figure who went out and stumped for Abraham Lincoln those last 2 weeks of October because he wanted the seat. And Lincoln was looking to get elected. And so her telling of the history is not the full story.
Well, it's also, this was in the middle of the war. The war was by no means over. There were still months and tens of thousands of casualties left in the Civil War. And it wasn't easy to bring the Senate back for an emergency. In other words, the idea of waiting for the election had as much to do with some of the logistics involved as the principle of the thing that Senator Harris was trying to advance. Generally, Right now on the court, there's so much focus on Roe v. Wade. Roe v. Wade wasn't a 5-4 decision. It was a 7-2 decision. Yeah. What is the best example of why this one extra vote on the court could make such a difference in protecting American liberty?
Oh, sure. There are a number of examples. So the way my book is structured, each chapter addresses a different constitutional liberty. So I've got a chapter on free speech, a chapter on religious liberty, a chapter on the Second Amendment, a chapter on democracy and elections. And it's not an academic or a theoretical treatment. It is instead highly practical and personal in that what I do is take the readers behind the scenes and really behind the curtain at the court to understand what's going on there, who the justices are, and we delve into, I tell war stories of many of the biggest landmark cases at the court, a number of which I helped litigate personally, and try to make them come alive and real. So I'll give an example of a 5-4 case. You asked for one. Let's take free speech. Many people have heard of the Citizens United case. But they don't necessarily know what it means, and they know Democrats really dislike it, but they're not sure why that is. So Citizens United was all about, do we have a free speech right to criticize politicians? And what happened there is a group called Citizens United, which is a small nonprofit in D.C., made a movie that was critical of Hillary Clinton.
And I was in that movie, by the way.
Wow, I didn't even realize that. So that
I was a talking head because I knew her in law school. But go ahead.
Well, as you know, then the Obama Justice Department wanted to be able to go after them and fine them for daring to criticize a politician during an election, and the case went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the most chilling moment of the entire case was during oral argument. When Justice Sam Alito asked the Obama Justice Department, said, under your theory of the case, does the federal government have the authority to ban books? If the books are critical of a politician, can you ban books? And the Department of Justice said, yes. Never mind what the First Amendment says. We have the power to ban books if we don't like what they say about a politician. The decision of the court was 5-4. By a vote of 5-4, the court ruled that we have a free speech right to make a movie, to write a book, to criticize politicians, but there were four justices prepared to give the federal government the authority to censor political speech and to ban books and movies. That is, and both Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden have explicitly promised to nominate justices who will vote to overrule Citizens United, and so give the government the power to censor your speech.
Well, speaking of censorship, the book is called One Vote Away, and it's fascinating. The subtitle, How a Single Supreme Court Seat Can Change History. Will it change history in a good way that the president appears to have blown up the scheduled debate for a week from now because he doesn't want to debate, he says, virtually by electronic connection? Is the president doing the right thing here?
You know, I think he is. I spoke with the president this morning about it. What happened is early this morning, the debate commission issued a new edict and said, well, the next debate's going to be virtual. It's not going to be in person. And I think in this, the debate commission has really performed poorly this cycle. I think they basically behaved like an adjunct for Joe Biden's campaign. I think the choice of debate moderators has been very poor. I think Chris Wallace did a terrible job. I think Susan Page last night did better, but she was still there are very few questions she asked that wouldn't read word for word the same if the Biden campaign were asking the questions. But I think the debate commission in announcing the debate was going to be virtual was really doing the bidding of the Biden campaign, and that if a major question in this election is whether Joe Biden has the mental acuity, the capacity to serve, giving him the ability to debate from his basement, never leave his basement, potentially have all sorts of assistance from aides or teleprompters, that's not a real debate. I think the president was right to say this is garbage. Let's actually have a debate of two people standing in the same room.
That's Senator Ted Cruz. His book, One Vote Away, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back. Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Sorry to disagree with Senator Cruz after he's off the air. And I understand he spoke directly to the president. The problem with the entire position that the president is in is that, first of all, if they object to the moderators, there was a time to do that when the moderators were announced, or maybe even to put in some of their concerns before the moderators were announced. Who would be acceptable if Steve Scully, who works for C-SPAN and whose entire political position on air has been... C-SPAN is bland, it's nonpartisan, and I would suspect that Steve Scully would be capable of doing a fairly impartial job. I don't believe that Chris Wallace was a disaster. I think the debate was a disaster, but Chris Wallace tried to maintain order, but that was not part of the game plan for one of the debaters. And again, if you object to a given moderator, you should have the right to object to a given moderator. So who exactly would you suggest? Because most people who cover news have some kind of tilt, have some kind of reaction. I agree with Senator Cruz that Susan Page succeeded better, but that was largely because Mike Pence did not come into the debate angry and indignant. He came into the debate in an effort to advance conservative ideas and a defense of this administration, it seems to me. The question we had a caller who brought this up, just as Senator Cruz did, and I wanted to address it because it's important. Is the idea that if Joe Biden is broadcasting from his basement, that he would cheat, that he would have people who were feeding him information or somehow manipulating him or pulling strings or preventing him from saying something crazy or embarrassing? There are easy ways to prevent that. First of all, you could negotiate as part of the agreement for a virtual debate that there be representatives of both campaigns who are present in both locations to make sure everything's on the up and up. And you can also make sure that they are in comparable locations. In other words, President Trump may want to broadcast from the White House. I don't know if Joe Biden wants to go to the state capitol in Delaware and broadcast from some stately room there. Fine. And if necessary, if people are deeply concerned about some kind of cheating, which comes up from time to time in the debates, you may remember that before the first presidential debate, the Trump administration tried to demand that the candidates have their ears inspected to make sure there wasn't something stuck in their ears. It's ridiculous. First of all, it doesn't help. It's difficult. And the idea that you can't work out the terms for doing a virtual debate. You know when the first virtual debate was? It was in the first modern televised debates ever. In October of 1960, the third debate between Richard Nixon, the Vice President of the United States, and Senator, future President John F. Kennedy, that debate was done when they were on opposite coasts. And they did it electronically, and nobody complained. In fact, that was arguably Nixon's best debate. Let's go to Chris in Puyallup, Washington. Chris, you're on the Medved Show.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to say that as a person that would be great moderator in a debate would be Joe Rogan. I know that's a little far-fetched for some conservatives and maybe even the liberal side, because Joe seems to be on both sides of the fence. But I really think that he would bring a younger crowd. He would, I would definitely believe that he would have a more of a viewership. And I think he'd be able to control these people. I think he'd really be able to smack them back and say, hey, man, we want to hear just the facts. And I think a lot of people, especially my age, since I'm 33 years old, I want to hear more of the facts from, the younger side. And I don't want to hear the older generations in their viewpoint. I want to see something in the future. And that's my opinion. I know not a lot of people will agree with me, but you know, he's already.
I think it's a great idea, and it's also because Joe Rogan is not known particularly as a political commentator. Yes, he comments on politics, but he's definitely independent. And he isn't somebody who carries water for one side or another. And he has, like, the largest podcast audience, I think, in the world, doesn't he?
Definitely. And he attracts a lot of people. And when he says a provocative comment, it goes over social media. And everybody is all over social media, and they listen to everybody. And Joe is a reasonable guy. Yeah, he says some crazy things sometimes, maybe conspiratorial things. But he's actually very reasonable, and he's very level-headed when it comes to these issues.
Look, I think that's a great suggestion and a very constructive one, and you ought to. And I hope that with this being aired on the show now, we can get that suggestion to the Commission on Presidential Debates. However, these are people who have spent a long time going through applications and focusing and determining who is going to moderate a given debate. And the fact that everyone was acceptable with Steve Scully, until what came up about Steve Scully is that he had once done a 4-credit in college internship when he was 18 years old, working in the mailroom of Joe Biden's Senate office. And by the way, before that, he had actually had an internship that was assigned for him for a Republican senator, John Heinz of Pennsylvania. But that fell through. And yes, it is true that later, in another summer internship for college credit, Steve Scully worked in the mailroom of Senator Ted Kennedy's office. But this does not make him a deeply committed liberal, and the whole idea about him being a never Trumper, which President Trump said today, is apparently based upon the fact that he retweeted a column, or sent a column, forwarded a column by David Brooks. And yes, it was an anti-Trump column that had the headline "Trump for President," and the answer was no, never. That does not make Steve Scully a dedicated never Trumper. The idea that this debate is washed out, I think, is a shame. And I think it's a shame for the Trump campaign. Because, look, there aren't that many chances the president has to reset the momentum in this campaign. And the momentum right now, even after the fine performance by Mike Pence last night, is not dramatically in the president's favor. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
I'm a big Michael Medved fan.
The Michael Medved Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
13 people are now accused in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The group includes 7 members of a Michigan militia who were plotting what the FBI calls a violent conspiracy to overthrow certain government and law enforcement components. Speaking to reporters on Thursday, Governor Whitmer thanked those involved in the investigation.
I want to start by saying thank you to our law enforcement. Thank you to the fearless FBI agents. And thank you to the brave Michigan State Police troopers who participated in this operation.
And many Americans tuned in for last night's vice presidential debate. Early numbers show that more than 50 million Americans watched Vice President Mike Pence and Senator Kamala Harris take the debate stage in Utah, up nearly 15 million from the debate between Pence and Tim Kaine in 2016. The debates have pulled a large viewership this election cycle, with last week's presidential debate being viewed by more than 73 million people. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved show, President Trump has gotten a lot of grief for a video that he posted shortly before the vice presidential debate last night, in which he referred to the COVID-19 virus as a blessing from God. Now, he wasn't referring to what the virus has done to our country. He was referring to his own suffering with the virus, and there was a certain amount of suffering, at least according to the president. He was feeling bad at one point before the course of treatment that his physicians provided for him. But that whole idea of a blessing from God, this is clip number 15, Jeremy. People are upset when the president says something like that. What about the reaction to that leading luminary of the loony left? That would be Jane Fonda, in an interview on Zoom. Listen to the way that she describes COVID-19.
We can stop fascism. We are at a point where we can. This is a crossroads. It's an existential crossroads. And we are people who can help determine which way humanity goes. What a great gift. What a tremendous opportunity. We're just so lucky. We have to use it with every ounce of intelligence and courage and wherewithal we have. Because you're absolutely right. This is it. This is it. And, you know, I just think COVID is God's gift to the left.
That's
a terrible thing to say. I mean, I think it was a very difficult thing to send down to us, but it has ripped the Band-Aid off who he is and what he stands for.
Okay. COVID is God's gift to the left? there are so many intellectual somersaults that you need to go through to make any credible sense of that at all. Of course it's offensive. And of course, and speaking of offensive, Jeremy, I want to do a tweet of the day, because this goes along with a whole series of articles that need to be addressed.
Turn the page
our
now
tweet of
to the
day.
Internet. Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet is from the Washington Post, and they're promoting a long article. And by the way, there's nothing new in this article. It's not news. The tweet that they sent out with the Washington Post is Amy Coney Barrett served as a, quote, handmaid, unquote, in Christian group People of Praise. And, then you can read the whole long article, and it talks about stuff that people knew about and know about for a very long time. The group People of Praise, which is a charismatic Christian group that she grew up in. And that's one of the things that people don't tell you. It's not that she joined some kind of cult. She was raised in People of Praise. And People of Praise, Forbes magazine has a better, a little bit more balanced account of this story. 1,800 adult members in People of Praise across the United States. And it's more than across the United States, because the religious community has branches in 22 cities across the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. And they used to describe female leaders of People of Praise as handmaids, which was a conscious nod to Jesus' mother, Mary, who in the New Testament is described as the handmaid of the Lord. And originally, that title was awarded to female leaders within each of the organization's branches, including Amy Coney Barrett's mother and Amy Coney Barrett herself, according to a directory published by the group 10 years ago. Now, recently, People of Praise has changed the title handmaid to woman leader, due to negative associations with The Handmaid's Tale, which is the popular TV show based on the really stupid novel by Margaret Atwood from 1985, that was actually the novel, Margaret Atwood said, was inspired by a different Christian charismatic sect known as People of Hope, not People of Praise. Okay. The idea that this is going to be an issue in her confirmation is outrageous. And look, you may look at People of Praise, which is a religious community of that is very traditional and is engaged in all kinds of good works for poor people and homeless people and widows and orphans, and following the New Testament injunction to look out for the least of these, as the book of Matthew enjoins people. And if she is attacked because she once held the title handmaid in her personal religious faith, her position has been generally, look, I don't think it's legitimate to ask me about my religious beliefs. It's legitimate to ask me about my judicial beliefs and what I will do if they ever come in conflict with my religious beliefs. She will deny that they ever will. And she will say that, of course, her role as a judge is to follow the law, not to remake the law in some means or in some manner that is related to her personal religious faith. I think that with the confirmation hearings that are scheduled to begin on Monday, this Monday, that Judge Barrett will do fine. And who knows, maybe she can even win over some wavering Democrats. My hope is, and I think it would probably help her, I mentioned before that Susan Collins up in Maine has drawn even with her challenger, who had been running way ahead. I suspect that if Susan Collins came on board saying, look, I wish that Mitch McConnell had waited, but the fact that he didn't, I'm going to go ahead and vote because I think that Amy Barrett deserves confirmation, just as Neil Gorsuch did, just as Brett Kavanaugh did, and Senator Collins voted for both of them. I think she will help herself, help her reelection chances, help the chances of the Republicans to hold the Senate, and help the country and the cause of fundamental decency and justice if she votes for confirmation of Judge Barrett. Coming back, there was an argument last night between Pence and Harris over the vaccine. And it's one of those things where Pence got something of a zinger let loose on Harris, and this is long before we have an actual vaccine. And Pence was asked a difficult question about what his role will be if Trump loses the election but refuses to go peacefully and orderly and to accept the election results. And it's a fascinating and smart answer, but it basically dodged the question. We will play that for you and give you some further samples of the vice presidential debate last night. It is a debate that comes at a time when most of the polling is just not great for Trump and Pence. Their Michigan polls, North Carolina polls, not so encouraging. New Hampshire, not at all encouraging. We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age.
2.5 months ago, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection I picked up from a sick friend. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then listened to one of Stephen Hoyer's videos on Green Meadow Whey and tried a sample. Shortly after having my first serving, I had a wonderful increase in energy. I then ordered the 5-pound container and started taking only 1/2 scoop per day. Immediately, my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show on God's green earth.
It sounds great.
The Michael Medved Show.
I mentioned new polling data. Here is the latest of polls released today about various states. Arizona is tied. And the Senate race in Arizona is closer than it has been. They had a big debate last night between Mark Kelly and Martha McSally. In Maine, 11-point lead for Biden. Trump is not going to carry Maine. In Michigan, there are two polls both showing Biden leading Trump by 8 points. In North Carolina, Biden leading Trump by 4 points. New Hampshire, well, New Hampshire's Biden ahead 9 points. A new poll in Pennsylvania showing Biden ahead by 5 points. In Iowa, Biden is tied with Trump. And in Texas, Biden and Trump are exactly tied. Now, Trump has to win Texas. That is a state without which there's no chance of him, Trump winning the election. Biden-Trump tied in Texas at 48%. One of the big differences in all of these polls between 2016 and now is the disappearance of third-party possibilities. Those third-party possibilities, Jill Stein on the Green Party and, yes, Gary Johnson on the Libertarian Party, they ended up taking votes away from the Democrats. And that's just not a factor this time. Last night in the debate, there was a one of the early questions that Susan Page asked, and it was a good question, and it got the response, I think, that Mike Pence had been waiting for. We're talking about the vaccine, and she was asked, Kamala Harris, Senator Harris, this is clip number 6, Jeremy, whether she would trust President Trump on suggesting that we take a vaccine. Listen.
If the Trump administration approves a vaccine before or after the election, should Americans take it and would you take it?
If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors
tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Okay. That's kind of the answer you would expect, isn't it? And by the way, I think that's an answer that millions and millions of Americans would make. It is disturbing right now that about half of Americans say they wouldn't take the vaccine. But I think if the medical professionals come together and endorse it, it'll be fine. But Trump saw an opportunity, Pence saw an opportunity, and he responded effectively. Clip 7.
The reality is that we're going to have a vaccine, Senator, in record time, in unheard of time, in less than a year. We have 5 companies in phase 3 clinical trials, and we're right now producing tens of millions of doses. So the fact that you continue to undermine public confidence in a vaccine, if the vaccine emerges during the Trump administration, I think is unconscionable. And Senator, I just ask you, stop playing politics with people's lives. The reality is that we will have a vaccine, we believe, before the end of this year. And it will have the capacity to save countless American lives. And your continuous undermining of confidence in a vaccine is just it's just unacceptable.
Okay. That didn't really address the point that Harris made, but he got her. It certainly is point scored for Vice President Pence. He was also asked a difficult question at the end of the debate. This is clip number 13, about what happens if Trump loses but doesn't accept the result. Listen.
If Vice President Biden is declared the winner and President Trump refuses to accept a peaceful transfer of power, what would be your role and responsibility as Vice President? What would you personally do? You have 2 minutes.
Well, Susan, first and foremost, I think we're going to win this election, because while Joe Biden and Kamala Harris rattle off a long litany of the establishment in Washington, D.C., an establishment that Joe Biden's been a part of for 47 years, President Donald Trump has launched a movement of everyday Americans from every walk of life. And I have every confidence that those same Americans that delivered that historic victory in 2016, they see this president's record, where we rebuild our military, we revived our economy through tax cuts and rolling back regulation, fighting for fair trade, unleashing American energy. We appointed conservatives to our federal courts at every level. And we stood with the men and women of law enforcement every single day. And I think that movement of Americans has only grown stronger in the last 4 years. But when you talk about accepting the outcome of the election, I must tell you, Senator, your party has spent the last 3.5 years trying to overturn the results of the last election. It's amazing.
And then he goes on and stipulates it, talks about the impeachment and about the Mueller investigation and all the demonstrations against President Trump. He didn't answer the question. It's an important question, because we do need a mutual agreement before the election to try to make the post-election period less dangerous and less divisive. I think the American people yearn for a clear result. There's a clear result, well, and somewhat ambiguous, to a new movie. And it is a sort of nostalgic movie. Two guys who reconnect surrounding their college reunion 10 years later. One of them has everything, one of them has nothing. And the movie is called She's in Portland. It has nothing to do with the riots or the current turmoil. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
After a 10-year college reunion, a successful young businessman with a beautiful wife and child is determined to rescue his lost soul buddy from an aimless and lonely life in an intriguing independent film called She's in Portland, now available on various streaming platforms.
She's in Portland.
What? Who?
Maggie.
Yeah, so guess what?
We're going to Portland.
And their road trip up the California coast is not only richly scenic, but punctuated by some romantic or at least erotic adventures. The characters, brought to vivid life by a capable cast of little-known actors, end up delivering some thought-provoking surprises. With a troubled buddy, not as bad off as he seems, and the one with a seemingly perfect life, well, you'll have to see the film. There's lots of foul language, drug and alcohol abuse, and abundant sexual content. 2.5 stars for She's in Portland. Definitely not family viewing. It would be rated R for lots of harsh language and graphic scenes if it were rated. One of the things that is interesting is that they do not submit a lot of these films that are streaming right now for MPAA ratings. But Minka Kelly, well-known actress and model, is the only name anybody would ever recognize from She's in Portland. But I think these may be people you'll hear from in the future. Minka Kelly plays the wife who's left at home when the two guys go on their eventful road trip. Speaking of eventful road trips, John Cusack, the fine actor, and he is a fine actor. He's a ridiculous political commentator, but he suggests that Mike Pence should go on a road trip. Where? Well, you'll hear next time on The Medved Show. We also have a bunch of new movies, including a family comedy that has its touching moments with Robert De Niro, Uma Thurman, Christopher Walken, Jane Seymour, Cheech Marin, and more. So it's called The War with Grandpa. But we will cover that film and maybe the greatest epic ever made about a 13th century war between Ukrainian villagers and Mongol invaders. It's actually strange, but fascinating. And we will talk about a new poll that shows that Americans are much less likely than they were even in 2016 to maintain friendships with people with different political points of view. How about you? Do you have friends who may disagree with you about presidential politics or something else? We will talk about that and much more next time in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.